Good morning and welcome to Inside, a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX Brookville and WJNG Johnsonburg. I'm your host, Sharon Stewart, and I'd like to welcome the environmental educational specialist for Cook Forest State Park, Dale Luthringer, in the studio this morning. It's good to see you again after a long year.
Glad to be back, and people are out busy using the park. We got another busy summer season.
I know a lot of people who go camping there, but I don't think a lot of people realize the activities that are planned throughout the summer season at Cook Forest State Park.
We've got a number of things. First one we got is on Saturday, June 12th. That's this Saturday. We're going to be exploring the Clarion Riverlands. It's a we can call it a new DCNR lands. It's downstream from Cooksburg, and lots of trails down there. And this is a wilderness hiking experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 3.5 miles, but it's pretty steep. Yeah, we'll be going from the hilltop down to the valley floor. We're looking at almost 600 vertical feet, and then back up to the top. Some of it's going to be off trail. But if you're looking for an adventure, there's some really pretty areas downstream from us. The one creek we're going to be going on is Maxwell Run, which has some little, real small waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
But it's a real pretty picturesque stream, and I think it's a neat area that it would be nice for folks to see. But
yeah,
and as it says in the announcement, you need a guide because we're still working on getting trails squared away down there. But if you come with us, we'll take you
to
the hot spots.
Us out.
We'll get you in and get you out.
So wear appropriate footwear, dress accordingly.
Bring a lunch. It's going to be there. Might take up to 5 hours. So we'll start 9 a.m. and hopefully be done back to where we started by 2 p.m.
5 hours. You have to be in pretty good shape too to do this hike.
When we're doing these Explore Clarion Riverlands,
mm-hmm.
If you wear your flip-flops, it's probably not a good idea. You're going to be uncomfortable because a large portion of the end of it's going to be, I'll be honest with you, straight uphill. And that's either that or backtrack 3.5 miles.
So, okay.
But it's a beautiful area. It's wilderness. You never know what we're going to run into when we're in there. And there's some interesting history down and through there as well. So.
That also coming up on the following Saturday, you've got the Ancient Oaks and Peculiar Trees of the Deer Meadow Old Growth Area. Right?
Yeah, this is part of a fundraiser for the Friends of Cook Forest have organized with the Deer Meadow Campground. Part of that, we're going to do a short hike that starts at Deer Meadow Campground at their pavilion. And we're going to go in the Deer Meadow Old Growth area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really odd, there's a really odd black cherry that's growing, which is kind of interesting.
Really?
We affectionately call it the donut black cherry, but it's a big black cherry.
Wow.
But if you go up, you look up about 15 feet, there's a huge burl that almost completely encircles the tree. So it's a good sized black cherry, which is maybe about 2.5 feet across at chest height. But up where that burl goes, it's almost like 17 feet around, so we're looking at almost a 6-foot diameter tree.
Wow.
Around that burl, so it's kind of interesting. And there's some old white oaks nearby the Deer Meadow Campground that wouldn't be surprised if those will likely go over 300 years old.
Mm.
And
wow,
so it's just there's a lot of neat stuff right in that tight area. Uh-huh. That we're going to try and incorporate in part of that fundraiser for the Friends of Cook Forest.
So it's kind of a party afterwards. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I was talking about this on the air earlier. You've got a BYOB event coming up again. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
All right. Well, it's bring your own boat, bring your own beverage, and bring your own food, and we'll take you on a nice interpretive float. You start with us, you end with us. We really take care of almost all the logistics.
So when you say bring your own boat, it can be a kayak or canoe.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That they need to register beforehand and call the park office for that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure we'll have space on our trailers to fit what you have. And so we need to know the configuration beforehand, and it makes things a lot simpler.
So you take us down to the launch.
Yeah, well, with this one, it's called, we're going to be going from Portland Mills to Arroyo. So we're going to be going upstream, probably close to 30 miles, and then coming downriver about a 7-mile stretch. We're going to put in at Portland Mills, which is not too far downstream from Ridgeway, and then pulling out at Arroyo. And along the way, this is probably one of our best sections of river to see lots of history that's embedded in the river still from the lumber history days. There's all whole kinds of stuff around the Portland Mills area. So there's an old dams, there's old places where they would push the logs to one side of the stream. There's a couple different railways that are abandoned nearby that used to have all kinds of activity down through there. So we got a lot of neat stories, and a lot of this stuff has been, it's in the river itself, so it's been covered by water, and it hasn't deteriorated a whole lot. So I mean, uh-huh. You're looking at structures in the river, been there since some of them at least 1850s or even beforehand.
That sounds great.
So it's kind of neat. You can stand there and look at something that was there 170 years ago. Uh-huh. And you just imagine how much that was built up in that area past. And it's great for wildlife. We always see bald eagles, sometimes ospreys. You just never bring your fishing poles, because it's, unless you're floating it, most people aren't walking in the fish this stretch, because it's another wilderness stretch of river.
Oh, so you'll have time to fish too while you're out?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay. What's the difficulty level of this expedition?
Well, it's a class one river. There's really no major rapids.
Not going to get too gnarly. Okay.
No. We do other floats where we get into some areas that are kind of, might be a little touchy okay. for people who haven't, you know, don't have a lot of boating experience. But I mean, the Clarion, it really doesn't get any easier. Unless you're
right.
in a pond.
Right.
You know, it's slow. Usually it's slow moving water.
Yeah. You know, unless you get a good rain too, right?
Good rain, then the current picks up. Yeah. And then it's another story.
Yeah. But you pre-register for that, and you can call the park office to register in advance for
yes.
the BYOB, bring your own boat.
There is a fee for that. Folks that have taken our boating safety courses in the past, they get a 50% discount, and there's several people that have done that, probably close to 100 people over the years.
So, oh, okay. So it's worth it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you take our boating safety courses, all you have to do is take one, and you get a discount on everyone. It just builds on the float, makes for a safer mm-hmm. trip, and you know, we're always learning stuff as we go out, either between, you know, the wildlife and the history, or
yeah,
it's becoming a better boater.
Well, so be sure to send me the details when
will.
You start opening those safety courses up.
Yes.
What else is going on at Cook Forest in June?
Well, in June 26, we have another odd hike that we haven't done in a long time. It's called this one's sponsored by the Friends of Cook Forest, but it's I called it To the Hog Back and Back, and it's a neat portion, a neat area in the Clarion River. It's between Cooksburg and Clarington. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the land from the air, it looks like the river's making a big horseshoe and almost wraps on top of each other, and that's mm-hmm. what we call the hogback. But if you stand right on the top of that, it's in the right time of the year, you can see the river wrapping around you, which is pretty neat. It's another wilderness hike. That one we got scheduled for 4 hours, and if we stay up on the hilltop, it's fairly flat, but I might decide to take people down to the river and show them our largest cucumber tree. If we do that, when we're dropping 300 vertical feet down to the river, and
uh-huh.
then we're coming right back up the hill. So we'll see what people's experience level is and all that. And you know, it's a neat place. It's wilderness, so black bears, snakes, you don't ever know what you're going to run into.
Right
there. So
yeah.
it's a neat area.
Faint-hearted need not apply, huh? All right. Well, that's sounds like a lot of fun going on at Cook Forest throughout the month of June. You have any plans for the 4th of July weekend?
Or? Well, we got on Saturday, July 3rd, we're going to do another Explore Clarion Riverlands, and that one we're going to take people to new trails that are on, we call it the Blysa Loop area, and Blyson is a real pretty run. It's a stream. It's secluded. And there's lots of little waterfalls there. They're not 5-foot waterfalls. I mean,
yeah.
Some people may not even call them waterfalls. But if the creek is moving, it's like little 1 to 2 footers, several of them mm-hmm. throughout the stretch. It's just a real beautiful section of stream
mm-hmm.
up through there. And then on Sunday, July 4th, we're going to do a river critter program. This is where we get in the stream and everybody gets wet. It's full body immersion baptism,
uh-huh.
and you get muddy and dirty, and we're identifying all kinds of different stuff between bugs and fish, freshwater mussels. Maybe we'll see some hellbenders and mud puppies. It's just a great way to get people to get see what's actually in the river.
Yeah.
And if we can use if you bring your masks and snorkels, once everybody gets them on and we get situated in the right spots, it's like bird watching for fish. If you
yeah.
sit still, the fish come
they
around and they
out.
Start doing what fish do.
Uh-huh.
We're used to seeing fish wiggling on the end of our fishing lines all
right.
upset, you know. But
uh-huh.
if you just relax and get down in the water and just be patient, they mm-hmm. all start coming around. And it's really neat to see the interaction between just the minnows and the darters. And then mm-hmm. the sharks come by, the smallmouth bass comes zipping through and everybody hides. And then after a minute or two, then the little fish start coming out
yeah.
and looking around. Is it safe yet? You know, they
yeah.
all start to go back to doing her own thing.
You become the river critter yourself while you're doing it, huh? If our listeners are out there and they'd like to find out more information about your events and educational opportunities in Cook Forest, how can they contact you, Dale?
If you want to see what we have going on, just Google State Park Calendar of Events. And you can roll up any state park in Pennsylvania and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. If you have something specifically at Cook Forest, just call us at the park office. That's 814-744-8407.
Well, it's good to see you again, Dale. And thanks for coming down and telling us all about the events that are happening through this summer at Cook Forest State Park.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's Dale Luthringer, Environmental Education Specialist for Cook Forest State Park. And that's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call me at MegaRock at 849-8100, extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart. Thanks for tuning into Insight.